Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Yeah, I mean, for you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, for you, the kids scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns?
Oh, yeah, always. They made in Pop Warner, they made a rule for me saying I couldn't get any touches after my second touchdown, so.
So you were that potent at a young age.
Yeah, sir.
Is that hard for a little kid? Because, I mean, at that time, I mean, it is just about having fun playing the game. And you're like, hey, Freddie, you got to slow down.
I mean, it was just the league we were playing in at the time, where you had a lot of coaches that didn't do things the right way. They put too much into it and didn't realize it was kids at the end of the day. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was fun, though.
Nice. So, I mean, you got great size. I mean, what was your height, weight?
I was a little bit over 6 feet and 234.
That's big boy numbers. Nice. And in that size, I mean, besides being very athletically gifted, did you always have a little size advantage growing up as well? Or?
Be honest, yeah. Because I remember Lily, I used to have to do so much stuff in Lily just to cut weight because we had a weight limit. I used to have to do so much stuff just to make weight. I had to run and had me in the hot box before games, so I had to make weight because I was one of the best players on the team. And I always had to do that, so yeah, I always had a size.
Nice, nice. And then obviously, you have a great high school career, college career, that's why you're here. What point of your college career did you kind of get to the point where you know that there's an opportunity to play on Sundays?
Be honest with me, I would say my sophomore year, once I really started to learn the position, I was like, I know I can do this and I can do it at a high level, so I can see myself doing this on Sunday.
Nice, nice. Any regrets? I shouldn't say regrets, but I mean, if you go back and accomplish one more thing or do one more thing, would there be anything out there? Because you got to see a lot.
I mean, we got to see everything. I have no regrets. I feel like everything in life, no matter whether it's good or bad, is a learning experience. So I take it as it comes.
Nice. And if you're in the film room, you're with some scouts, they're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what do you think you bring to the position where they're going to be like, man, Freddie, we love this?
My versatility, I can, first of all, in today's age, it's important to play special teams, and I think I'm a great special teams player. I played special teams for 4 years in college.
Yeah.
And my versatility on offense, I can play tailback. You line me up in a single back set, and that's something a lot of teams know about me. And I can play fullback, which is obvious. That's the reason why I'm here. I create holes for the running back. And I catch the ball out of the backfield.
Who'd you create holes for? I don't know who.
Y'all might know a guy named Dalvin Cook.
And what's it like playing with him?
It's a great experience. Just being with him, he works so hard. I'm a hard worker. We're both about business, though. So we're a tight-knit group, and we train together. That's why decided to train together, to stay close and continue on this ride together. And I wish him the best. I know he's going to have a lot of success in the league.
Definitely. And for you, we talked about what you do well. Is there anything going notice that scouts can't see on film? Any leadership qualities, game film stuff?
Oh, no. I feel like leadership is one of my strengths, but one of the biggest things I say I know I should work on personally is just finishing through blocks. I make great contact, but just driving through blocks and instead of trying to look and see what a play is, that's my biggest thing. And if I can do that, then I'll be successful.
Nice. Where'd you guys do in your combine prep?
XP Sports in Boca Raton.
Oh, yeah. Boca Raton. Yeah. Good opportunity down there?
Definitely. Best trainer, Tony Villani.
Yeah, Tony Villani does the best. Since you got there, are you taking more selfies with your shirt off?
Oh, me? I came in with the flabby pack, but now it's starting to show a little bit, so I walk around on the beach.
Nice. These folks are down here. They want to see some numbers start coming off the boards, seeing who's at the top. Do you think we'll see Freddie Stevenson at any of those numbers?
I mean, that's what the plan is. That's what we've been working hard for. I feel like we've got a special day in store tomorrow, so y'all just tune in.
Excellent. Thanks, Freddie.
No problem.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.